according to a new Yahoo Meru poll, 73% of Canadians do not think it's safe to travel or vacation in the United States due to the pandemic. In fact, this comes despite the fact that the federal government has loosened COVID-19 restrictions for travelers. Most are still planning on staying home over the next 6 months. Our poll also found that 51% of Canadians do not plan on traveling over the next 6 months, as you can see here. 35% said they will, of those that will stay within Canada. 9% will travel internationally, and 5% plan on visiting the U.S. So, John, when you look at these results and Canadians' hesitancy to travel, I mean, what do you think it says about our approach to COVID-19?
Well, it's just so fascinating. You know, from the very beginning, from the first time I joined you on this show, we talked about, you know, the extent to which public health restrictions were either leading the public or following the public. And fundamentally, you know, it seemed to me at the time, and I think this poll demonstrates this, that, you know, notwithstanding efforts to unwind some of these restrictions and open up our economy and society, there's still a degree of leeriness on the part of Canadians. That is to say, you know, in a lot of ways, Canadians are self-regulating even more than public health restrictions may have at various points. And I think that comes down to one thing, uncertainty. You know, Canadians know a little bit about some of these different variants. They're hearing about them on social media and their more mainstream news consumption. You know, of course, we have projected in our households every day news coming out of the United States, which tends to be polarized and, disseminated through a kind of partisan lens. And I think all of those factors are leading Canadians to sort of impose on themselves even greater restrictions than our policymakers may. And I think that's going to be with us for some time. I think Canadians, after the last year, particularly the resurgence of the virus last fall and into the early winter, I think they're going to take a kind of wait to see approach if we have another wave in September, October, as things, you know, get even more back to normal with school resuming and so on. And it'll only be after that experience that they truly feel like we've moved beyond the pandemic. And as such, we'll then start to think about booking travel and these sorts of things.
I think you're definitely right in that Canadians have really drastically changed their behavior. The poll also had results from before the pandemic, and it was 26% didn't take vacation, while 37% traveled within Canada, and 38% traveled internationally. So you can see that swing from 38% to 9%. The behaviors have drastically changed. Maru also conducts similar polls in the U.S. I spoke to their vice president, John Wright, about this, and he said that in the U.S., the results are essentially the same, that before and after the pandemic, that the travel behavior is still extremely similar, and that Americans haven't changed their habits as much as we have here in Canada. But in the meantime, do you think that this presents opportunities in our local economies as Canadians stay home, potentially do some local road trips, particularly for the travel and tourism sector, which has just been devastated by the coronavirus pandemic?
Yeah, I'd say two things, Alicia. First, the point you just made, that, you know, it may be that Canadian travel is now focused within our own borders, which is a great opportunity for different parts of the economy that have struggled. The second, though, is a sort of bigger question about overall consumer behavior. You know, the question of household debt has been near the top of the policy agenda in Ottawa for years. And during the pandemic, in large part because of restrictions on economic activity, we've seen an increase in savings and some repairs to household balance sheets. It's going to be kind of fascinating to see whether people revert back to their pre-pandemic behaviors, which, you know, oftentimes involve spending more than was coming in, or whether we'll see just a kind of a greater overall consumer conservatism, which, you know, wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. It, you know, higher rates of savings, higher rates of investment, you know, will have consequences in the short term for our economy, but it could have really long-term benefits in terms of higher rates of investment, more stable household finances, which would take pressure off the Bank of Canada, which would, impact federal regulatory policy and in various other ways. So, I think just in sum, yes, we'll certainly see more Canadian based travel, and that is good in various ways. More fundamentally, though, I'm really fascinated to learn, whether this whole experience has, over the long term, changed the way people think about their household budget and their household finances, which would have, kind of major repercussions across our economy.